Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting third. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dutch Hoffman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Grady Adkins. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Grady Adkins. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop strikes out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cochran moves to third. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler takes first base on ball four. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum takes first base on ball four. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miller for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy fields it, throws to third for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman strikes out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Krause reaches second base with a double. Sissel goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Haas reaches second base with a double. Earnshaw moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a line drive into center field. Hoffman picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hoffman. Earnshaw scores. Haas scores. Cochran moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cochran scores. Simmons moves to third. Fox moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Com moves to second. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Earnshaw bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to second. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kerr can't make a play. That's a base hit. Dykes scores. It's 4-1, Athletics. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bishop moves to second. Hal McCain now pitching. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cochran hits a line drive into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kraus hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes can't make a play. That's a base hit. Sissel moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sissel scores. McCain moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Kerr hits a pop-up towards short. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to second. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Earnshaw is hit by the pitch. Miller moves to third. Dykes moves to second. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Cochran moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a line drive towards left. Metzler catches it and throws to second to double up Cochran. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Sissel strikes out. One out. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kraus hits a ball on the ground that hits Whatwood. Whatwood is out and Kraus is safe at first. There goes Whatwood trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCain strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Hoffman who is chasing the ball. Dykes reaches third base with a triple. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Earnshaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes scores. It's 5-2, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. the White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Kerr hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kahm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hale. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clancy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cochran hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Haas moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain throws towards third. Kahm fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kahm. Haas scores. Cochran moves to third. Simmons moves to second. It's 6-2, Athletics. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-4 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cochran scores. Simmons moves to third. One out. It's 7-2, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-4 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Dykes is hit by the pitch. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hoffman moves to second. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sissel hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kraus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop misplays the ball. That's an error on Bishop. Hoffman moves to third. Bill Barrett pinch hits for Hal McCain. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett takes first base on ball four. Kraus moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Walsh now pitching. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cochran hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-4 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Clancy reaches second base with a double. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Whatwood hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.